What's up, Tony?
What's going on?
Hey. All right, you guys. Welcome to the Undateable Chicks podcast. Woo! Tonight we have our special guest, which is Mr. Tony Hassan. He was on our Male's Perspective. I can't remember which part he was on, but he's back, y'all.
Hey. Say what's up, Tony? What's going on, y'all?
All right. So, what? How everything been with you? You been good?
Man. You call me in the middle of the fire. My God.
Oh, goodness. Well, I appreciate you taking the call.
For sure.
All right. So, we have been getting a lot of questions from the listeners, basically wanting to, you know, basically hear us talk about it. I don't know. I'm glad that, you know, this platform is being used the right way, because a lot of people are afraid to talk about it. They want me to speak up for it and ask the questions. I'm cool with it. So, all right. So the first thing we're going to be talking about is Smashing from the Past. So Smash from the Past is the title I chose.
I love this podcast, yo.
That happened to me. Post a picture and then somebody ex hit me up. What's up? How you doing? What? What's going on? No, I'm good. You know,
I always be the one that ain't following you too.
Oh, right. Like, how you even see the picture? You know what I'm saying? So basically, that I just was like thinking about just if I was in that weak moment in my life where I was like missing that person or whatever, what my actions would have been, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so basically when it comes down to Smash for the Past, it depends on the person. It's a person to person type situation. So if you had somebody hit you up that, you know, maybe you didn't have so good, you know, ending with or something like that, like what would be your reaction?
My reaction would be to ignore.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the drama, especially if I'm already involved with somebody else.
Right. That's it. I just feel like when you know better, you do better. And I already know what would come from, you know, engaging in conversation with that person. Basically, I saw the comment. I didn't respond. I think that I like it. I might have liked it. And when I liked it, it opened the door for them to hit me up in my inbox. And I just never responded to it because I know what type of person is. You know what I'm saying? The person is. And I just don't understand what give folks the coop, honey. I'm from the country.
The coop.
Listen, I'm from the country. And that's how I would say. What gives them the audacity to do something like that? Especially when you've hurt the person. You feel me? So, yeah. That's just it. So, for me, it's going to be a negative when it comes to somebody. I think they're in my past for a reason. And I'm not trying to go backwards. I'm only trying to go forward in my life. You feel me?
Yeah. I like the double tap strategy. Let them know you read it.
Right.
You know. Oh, yeah. Let them know you ain't about to respond either.
Oh, yeah. So, I love, you know what? Sometimes I used to see people on red, but then they would unfollow me if I did that. So I just don't even respond. Or I might read it and then click the unread thing. You know what I'm talking about? You know how you can put the message in unread again?
Yeah. You know, I feel like the more you respond, the more it's like telling yourself that you're not really over them.
Basically. Yep. And nobody, I'm not about to go back that way. That was horrid. And I just can't even believe they hit me up. I'm like, what the hell?
Like it's
chill,
nothing.
Bro. Chill. What's wrong with you? Ain't got no coat about yourself. Got a whole girlfriend finna get married. You wildin'.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's a fire. I ain't got time for
that. Nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. So I guess the last thing I would say from that is, you know, with that being said, if you know better, do better, y'all. And so for the person who asked that question, but it wasn't really a question, it was more of a scenario about her ex. She said they had been dating for 3 years. They broke up because he cheated on her. She's moved on, she's graduated from college, and she's working in her field now. and he hit her up out of the blue because he's back in the city. He, you know, he had moved away. Well, you don't know this, but he moved away and he's back in the city. And now he's hitting her up. And so she felt like she wanted to know how it would, you know, if she could just, how she would go about it if she just dealt with him, but she knew what the repercussions were. I mean, essentially, you already know what this person's going to do. And I'm be honest with you. Well, I feel like, guys, he cheat, honey. That's who he is. I mean, it might be some redemption from that, but the dudes I know, my friends included, I have a lot of male relatives who just went shit when I was growing up. They've been cheaters all their life. In fact, I know a lady who's been a side chick since I was like 7, bro. She's still in the picture. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I just cannot. And so, you know, when you see stuff like that, you have no hope for cheaters at all.
Yeah. You know, I actually had this conversation with a few people this past week, and the consensus among everybody is that even if he, like, if he cheated in the past, right? Even if he's turned over a new leaf and he ain't cheating no more, he still will cheat on you if he cheated on you in the past.
Yeah.
Like, it's best to let him go be great with somebody else. Because he, once he loses that respect of cheating with you, he's always going to lose that. He's always not going to have that respect with you.
Right. And that's something I talked about with some ladies this weekend. We was talking about sharing your bed. And it was 2 against 2. Like, one lady was like, well, I like for my man to enjoy sex or whatever. So I'm going to do whatever he wants me to do to please him. And I said, and then the other girl was like, she only had one bad experience where her dude hit the girl back up that they were sleeping with together. You know what I'm saying? My point was, you know, once you open that door to let him do that shit, he's going to continue to do it. And I've seen this with my own eyes. Where, you know, I mean, it might be good for the rich folks. They can do that. They can pay the girl to go away. You feel me? You can't do that. And if that girl, whatever, she, you know, it's competition around here. That's how it works. If that girl feel like she has, like she can just come back into y'all place and he allows it, that's what's going to happen. At the end, y'all going to be, oh, he cheated on me. Girl, no, he ain't cheat, baby. Y'all suck that girl together. So you open that door, and that's just how I feel about it. And so it was literally 2 against 2, and we basically, you know, it's teachers on, for real. You know what I'm saying? You share your bed, you know, with another woman, or vice versa. Guys, you know, want to see his woman have sex with another man. I don't know. Whatever you into.
That's
but I just
crazy.
Feel like you open your door. When you do stuff like that, you open the door for them to do whatever the hell they want to do. And you're right. Once they lose their respect for you, that's it. He gonna do it again. That's just it. So I go into relationships with, bruh, if you feel like you know you gotta cheat, baby. If you see somebody you like more than me, let me know if I go my damn business. I ain't got time for none of that, honey. I don't do drama. I don't do STDs. And I don't do baby mamas, whatever, pop-up babies. I don't do none of that shit. So let me know ahead of time. And then, you know, we'd be cool. I appreciate you more if you do it that way. Instead of you trying to go behind my back, I'm going to find out, baby.
Oh, yeah. And, you know the conversations that I had this week, it was actually with mostly men.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the men telling me, like, yo, even if I said, like, I'm not going to be a cheater no more, I can't, I still don't have that respect for the particular girl that I cheated on with.
Right.
Like dudes have told me, like, if I'm going to have a threesome with a girl, it has to be with a girl that I have no plans on being in a relationship with.
Because
if I want to respect her, I can't do that. I can't share the bed with her.
Yes, I wish.
At least these from dudes talking. So.
Yes, but that's good. Let me see. Let me tell you, Tony. This, when I tell you, when I do questions, asking interviews and asking questions to these guys, because I legit want to know, and I've learned so much about the male brain and how it works. And I relay this information to women. Of course, they don't hear me until something happens. They're like, oh, yeah, you were right. Yes, I know. I mean, I've been through hell. You know what I'm saying? Not saying I've ever had perfect relationships. I was in a whole marriage and went back to my ex-husband because he cheated on me. And I thought, oh, we're going to work it out for the family, blah, 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 blah. That, if he was that what I learned, you cheated, you're going to always be a cheater. And then you can do, it ain't nothing I can do to tell a grown man, please stop cheating on me. It ain't going to work. So why waste your breath? They're a grown person. They're going to do what they want. Same with a woman. If a woman cheats on you, That's who she is. And who knows? You're right. You might be setting them up for the next person. You might be in their life just for a season to prepare them to be the person they're supposed to be, or to prepare them to be the husband or wife they're supposed to be. And I hate that it's like that, but it's a meme going around saying, when you think you're in love and it's the love of your life, but really God put him in your life to test you or to build your character or something like that. That's facts. Like, for real. Like, even though, you know, it might seem, you know, oh, this is it, this is my match, whatever, that person might be, for real, be in your life just to teach you or to prepare you to be the person you need to be for the next person. And that's the sad, but the truth. I should have been in that conversation. Did you was that like a interview type thing, or was it just y'all just vibing type situation?
Yeah, it was both. So I did one where it was just a group of guys, mm-hmm. and then I did some like just online, like different conversations I had with people online.
Right. Yeah. See, I think stuff like that needed to be said, because women don't be want to do stuff like that, and they do it thinking they're pleasing their man. He gonna marry me if I do this, that kind of stuff, and really he just lose respect for you. And again, I mean, we talking about regular folk now, and it's a swinging lifestyle around here, you know what I'm saying? But you know, ma'am, when you're not there and your husband or whatever is doing whatever he want to do, you allowed it, you opened that door for that, and that's just it. So we can move to the next topic. So the next one was, why he always fronting? That's the topic I like to come to with the topic. Okay, listen.
Yeah, we gotta unpack this. Huh? We gotta unpack this.
So the listener stated that her man always fronts in front of his friends. And I said, well, tell me exactly what you mean. So she said he shows off like he's in this, like he's the boss type relationship. And she said she'll be wanting to embarrass him by shutting him down, but he does it all the time. And he's a completely different person in front, just when it's just her, you know? And I haven't really seen a guy like front on me, but I've seen guys try to show off, like, you know, pull money out and stuff. And I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing that? Like, we know that's your money for your bills. Like, why is you know what I'm saying? Trying to, even though the girl know what's going on, they trying to impress the guys, their friends or whatever, making it seem like it's something else. So yeah, so tell us, Tony, why y'all always be friends?
I mean, it depends on what she's talking about doing. Like, if it's pulling out money, I mean, that's kind of weird. I never heard that before. If that's not his character with his girl, but I've definitely fronted in a sense of affection. Mm-hmm. Like, I give my girl way more affection when it's just the two of us than, mm-hmm. like, in front of people. Like, even, like, the way you get off the phone, you know what I'm saying? It's all lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
But then when you with your boys and you talking to her, and you like, all right, bye. I'm going to talk to you. All right, bye.
Facts.
And she like, wait, where are my kissy faces that you be giving me every other time?
Oh yeah, okay. So you like, know, man, that come sound on, like man. Sort of what she meant, because she was just saying that he be acting like, you know, big, like he don't have no feelings type situation when he be. So that's sort of kind of what it is. So listener, you listening, girl, child, just put him in place and he get him. Let him have it. I just feel like, you know, let guys be guys. Like how we do the same thing. We do.
Yeah, you can't make him do the kissy faces with his boys. Like, come on.
I mean, yeah. Man. They gonna be looking at the sideway like, bro, so you got feety pajamas too, huh? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we match our pajamas too.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, hilarious, yo. So yeah, I can see that. I see dudes front who don't even have a girl, like when they be like trying to act like really badass at the bars and stuff like that, or acting like they got it all. He's just like, bro, like, you don't even got to do all this in front of your friends. It ain't that serious. Like, some women impressed by it, but most of us are not. Because you're in Atlanta, baby. Black women, we doing our damn thing. So it's like, whatever you got going on, honey, you don't have to flash it, because we probably got it plus more. You feel me? So that's, yeah. That's it. But that's funny. I'm gonna try that. Don't get off the phone with me. Kissy face, baby.
Nah. It's about to be an argument. Don't do that.
Oh, that's funny. Oh my goodness. Okay, so the next topic was here's this is the scenario. So she says, okay, here, this is what happened. We met while working at an old job of mine. We recently reconnected and we were cool at my old job and we flirted a lot. And then I ended up getting another job. And shortly after, he ended up moving from that job as well. And we don't work at the same place, but we've been in contact. We 2 years and now it seems like he does not like me anymore. He has stopped calling me like he was.
Oh, no.
Texting like he was. We don't go out as often. And the only time we hang out is when we're at his spot. Why did he lose interest when everything seemed great? Did he lose interest? Did he lose interest when everything was great? We still talk, and that's it. A lot of grammatical stuff here. I'm sorry, I'm an English man.
Okay.
My brain. This is what it is. You know, text is a little different. So what you think about that?
Well, it sounds like she went from being the main chick to just a chick to smash.
Right.
I don't know if they smash it, but
that would
I'm
sound
just
like
that
all of his
pretty. I'm putting two and two together. Yeah, it sounds like he's not really pursuing her. No
right,
more.
I feel like she was a tease, or maybe she was hard to get to at that other job. Because a lot of I don't mix my jobs. If I work with you, I'll never talk to you because I just don't do that. You feel me? So she could have. This is what I'm getting from it, that maybe at the job they flirt a lot, but they never really engaged. And now they got the opportunity to engage. He realized, I don't really like my ass like that. So, that's what I get from that. But I don't know. Like, for me, it's red flags that make me lose interest in somebody, and then somebody who constantly lies or when they're not consistent. I take that back. Let me stop lying. Usually, when somebody stops calling me, most times I'll get a text and say, oh, well, I'm sorry, I was busy, or I got a lot going on, I'm gonna hit you up in a couple days, whatever. I can respect somebody reaching out to me, because sometimes I really don't be feeling like talking to nobody either. You know, I go a couple days without speaking to no humans except my kids, them the only humans I talk to, and if I had to talk to them at work, that's it. But I sometimes it's like, you know, you don't feel like talking or however, but I do give people, hey, look, I know you hit me up. I'm not really feeling good right now. I just want, you know, chill by myself, whatever. So I can appreciate that. And I always send out that notice to people so they won't feel like, you know, hopefully not overthinking like me. Because if somebody do me like that and not let me know, I'd be like, oh, well, F them block. You know what I'm saying? They don't tell me what's going on. So whatever. So I can, that's what I would do. But in this situation, I just think Buddy thought he was getting him a catch and then realized he didn't like her ass all that much.
Yeah. And I mean, for her, like, this could be solved real easy. Like, it don't have to be like a block his number type of situation. She could seriously just talk to the dude. Like, she can honestly just drop some hints. Like, the next time they hang out with each other, just, you know, tell him, hey, what we doing tonight? And then he's obviously going to be like, either your place or my place.
Right.
And then shut it down right there. Just be like, well, yo, let's go get something to eat. Or go to the spot that I've been wanting to check out. You know, or just do this with me outside of the house and see how you respond. He'll pick up the hint like, oh, you want me to date you? Like,
yeah. But you know what? Okay, so she said everything was going. To me, it sounded like they were doing all of that. They was like, I don't know. Everything was going great, and then all of a sudden, we all need to write his. I don't know. Yeah, that could be something. But see, so what you're saying basically tells me she needs to be the bigger person. Because my ass, I wouldn't be. I would be like, bro.
If she wants this dude, then just like nudge him out of the house so that they
right not... and see where he goes. Because sometimes you do yeah. have to give y'all a hint because y'all really don't be getting it. Poor thing.
Yeah, because he probably got comfortable.
Oh yeah, that happens.
And if he's willing to go outside the house and he just wants to either hang out inside the house or not hang out at all, then she needs to accept that, yo, this is all he wants. And if you don't, if you want more, then you gotta bounce.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Because he will waste your time.
Oh, so, of course. I mean, that's what some guys are designed to do. Okay, so listen, how about this? So I stumbled across this little Facebook group. I don't know if you heard it or not.
Yeah,
so
I heard of it, Anna.
Sis, is this your man?
Because I listen to the podcast. That's what.
Oh, see, you know. Okay, so listen. This one, most of my... Okay, so I put them on. You know, you got to advertise a little bit when you know into stuff. So basically, I realized when I got into that group that it's a... Everybody going through the same shit. Like, we and nobody's different. We all going through it. And this whoever this girl is, she'll be here on the... I think she'll be on the 23rd. The girl who came up with this. She literally was dating people that were just dating like 7 or 10 people at one time.
Well, hold on. Can you tell the listeners what Facebook group we talking about?
Okay, so y'all, this group is called Sis, This Your Man. You have to be invited in order to become a part of it. You cannot be male. You cannot be male, and if you are, they will find out because they have like 9 administrators that ask you a lot of questions, and they go through your Facebook. If you have a new page, like basically like a 2018 page, you will not get in. It's real strict.
You know, I tried to get in. I tried to be an informant for the fellas, but they didn't let me in. Like.
They find out. Let me tell you. So many guys have made fake profiles to get into that group to see. And I don't see half the people on Tinder on there. Most of the guys on there are like straight up trash. Like you will see the comments and like 3 different women say, I was on a date with him yesterday. It's wild. And this girl, her whole backstory, what she told me, I'm gonna let her tell most of it. But she just like, you know, she got tired of being played. You feel me? Yeah. So here it is, this network of women to basically catch dudes that's trying to play with us. And not to say guys can't date multiple women at the same time, but for you to try to pursue full relationships with like 7 different women, you need your ass whooped. And it's old dudes on there too. So women out there trying to get a sugar daddy, yeah, they got enough money to afford like 4 sugar babies and a wife. Y'all wildin'. They wild, man. It's lit though. I literally have a good time when I be on there. I have to like...
You ain't right.
Let me tell you, it's hilarious. It is so funny, yo. I can't wait. And then I heard them on what is it called? It's called Divorce Court. The lady pulled her receipts off. That was she saw her man at. That was she saw her husband.
You bringing it in the court now?
Man, listen, I'm telling you, this girl gonna be big. She don't even know it, bruh. That's the crazy thing. She don't even know how big she's gonna be. So, cause she even guys ain't gonna like her ass. But the whole point of it is women are being able to find out about stuff without, like, I'm talking about these are private eye detectives, you feel me? Like, they find, you post something at 7:59 p.m., all the tea will be spilled by 9 p.m., do you hear me? And then the first time you tell a dude what's going on, you tell a dude he in there, or you screenshot anything from that, baby, your ass is gone, and I don't even know how they be finding out. That's why I'm just like, I'm so curious. It's lit. I cannot wait till she get here. So yeah. So I, you know what? If you available though, you might be able to chime in on that if you want to meet her. She lit, dog. Young girl too. She young. But anyway, y'all can't wait for that. Sis, is this your man? So find out if your girlfriends are in that, and have them to invite you in. And all you do is, I'm not finna post my man because I just don't want my feelings hurt. But if you want to find out if your man is talking to other females and it's the Atlanta area and a little bit of surrounding counties, post his picture in there and you will find out within an hour if he's dealing with another woman. And not women who, you know, in his past or nothing like that, but somebody he's currently talking to, she gonna spill the tea, babe. So yeah, there you go, y'all. And yeah. The main one they do is if they meet somebody, they're gonna meet somebody off the internet, like Bumble and Tinder. They ask, you know, do anybody know the tea? Man, I just feel so bad for the fellas. But y'all, it's funny as hell.
Crazy world.
Crazy. Y'all need to get one. Listen, make something different. Dude, is this your girl or something like that? Because it's some trifling ass females out here too now.
Hey, we got our group.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
We got our group.
Oh, Lord, oh, my picture.
We got a name and everything.
What is it called?
It's called Black Men Don't Cheat. It's what it's called.
Get the hell out of here. With y'all cheating ass. Not all y'all, but y'all wilding for that name, bruh. Y'all was wilding. So what y'all do, post? Is it the same type thing? Y'all post girls' pictures in there?
No, no. We post uplifting messages about the positive
Get y'all at
monogamous vibe, black Tony. Men in the community.
If you not going to be real, son. You wilding. Y'all wild for that. Man, I was crying when somebody said that. I think I seen a post about it. And I said, y'all lying ass. Hey, what are you talking about? We have groups of nothing but, you know, black men who don't cheat. Get y'all back. All right.
Hey, we even got one for the dads, too. It's called Black Men Don't Deadbeat.
Oh, shit. So what's that about?
It's about all the black fathers that's in their children's lives and creating successful adults out here.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm ready. Anyway, y'all, let's look out for these imaginary groups that he got. Okay, I'll with some deadbeat ones.
But black
men don't cheat. I need somebody to prove me wrong.
Can we talk about black men don't cheat real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I understand for all the ladies who, whenever they hear black men don't cheat, their eyes roll to the very back of their neck.
Like mine doing. And you.
Well, let me address y'all real quick. So that needs to be taken seriously. Like that eye roll, whenever I see that, I take it very seriously because I can't deny the fact that y'all have had experiences with black men cheating. Whether it be with you or with your family members or your friends, you know, like I talked to several girls who do not even know a black man who has not cheated or doesn't cheat currently. Like they're not even aware of a black man that doesn't cheat. And that has to be taken into account. Like I can't just brush over that. So when I know for me, when we're saying black men don't cheat, it's more like black men, comma, don't cheat. Like, it's a command to black men. Like, yo, we understand the trauma that we've caused in the past, and we're trying to do better. Because it is the fact that somebody, a grown woman, can tell me they don't know a black man that doesn't cheat, that's a problem that we do have to address.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it affects us in our adult life too, because we be like, I know for me, it's like I expect it to happen because I've seen it. I've seen it since I was a child. I literally seen it since I was a kid, from the men I looked up in my, you know, looked up to in my life. So I feel like, you know, it's like we want black men to do right. But we have seen so much, and that's what we see. And so a lot of times when you see it like that, it's like programmed, like we know it's gonna happen. So we gotta prepare ourselves. I think that explains me. I'm not aggressive, but I'm very upfront. When I see something that don't look right, I call it a red flag. I take out running real fast. You feel me? And it shouldn't be like that. Every black man is not like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to slowly realize that. But at the same time, it's like when you've seen it multiple times, like over half your life, it's like, I already know it's going to happen. You feel me? Not to say other races don't do it, because everybody do it. But, you know, we want to keep it within, you know, our community. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Okay. Yeah, we're back.
All right, y'all. We back, y'all. All right, go ahead and continue what you were saying.
Yeah, so I was just saying that, like, you know, the whole Black Men Don't Cheat is a great movement, and it's more so of a command for black men in the future, like black men, comma, don't cheat. Okay. And I was saying that, like, you know, the fact that women, you know, don't believe it because of the experiences they've had in the past is something that we shouldn't just gloss over. Like, that does need to be taken into consideration. Mm-hmm. Because I can't, I'm nobody to tell somebody that they didn't have the experience that they said that they had. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. And you know what? I saw this, it really wasn't an interview, but it was more of like a, trying to think. It was a group of black men and a group of black women. And the black woman was explaining, because black men kept saying, y'all so angry, y'all angry, y'all angry, y'all angry at us. And I'm not the person that was in your past. And this lady said, she said, well, I understand that you're not the person in my past, but when every single black man that I encounter do the same exact thing, what other reaction am I supposed to have if I'm accustomed to that behavior from you guys, from you in particular, because this is all I date, this is all I know. And for a black man to say, well, I don't date black women because they're angry and they do this and that, whatever. I think it comes into the same, like, this situation of what you're talking about now. So I like that. I like that. It was never brought to me the way you just explained it. So I'm going to calm down on the eye rolling. I just feel like it has to be action behind it. I got to start seeing it. I haven't seen it yet. You know, even down to my past relationships, I feel like guys who show too much interest into the next woman, not trying to be insecure, or, you know, I just feel like it's a behavior, like, you know, why do you have to show that much interest into somebody you're not with? And it's okay to compliment someone, but if you have a woman and, you know, or a girlfriend, whatever, married, I just think it's completely disrespectful to, you know, be googly-eyed over another woman or talking about the other woman's body. I had a friend who had a boyfriend like that. He was disgusting. I despised that boy. Would say things to me that, because I was the person that he made those comments to. She didn't find nothing wrong with it. That her boyfriend would say, damn, you getting thick, or damn, look at your ass, and stuff like, and she didn't find it, nothing wrong with it. And I just think it's inappropriate. And I feel like if I was to give him the key, the okay, he would have cheated on her with me. That's just how I felt like. That's what I felt like about that situation. And so, I don't know. It's black men, don't you? What y'all shirt said? I'm gonna wear one. Tell you, listen. This not saying what you do. This what you're not supposed to do. Don't cheat.
Yeah. And honestly, like, we gotta start, and we as black men, we gotta start at the beginning. Like, when a girl first is beginning to flirt with you, or like heading down that road to leave something, like, we gotta be more conscious of, like, yo, I think I know what she doing. Like, this might lead to something. Let me put the brakes on this now. Because every time a guy cheats, he always is like, oh, one thing led to another. All right, well, then stop it at the one thing.
Yes,
before it leads to another.
You need to be teaching a class, because these niggas don't know, baby. They don't know. So to go back to what I said, how do you feel about that? If you're still talking to the girl you told me about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're with her, do you compliment or talk about other women in your past, or not certain, not saying situational stuff, like if she asks you a question, but do you be like, oh, well, I'm gonna say the insinuation of you talking to somebody else. Well, when you leave, you know, my girl coming, ha ha ha, like a joke. Do you do things like that?
You talking about if another girl is talking to me?
Yeah.
I make the other girl afraid of my girl as much as I am. Like, I'll tell her, like, yo, if you, you know, if we meet up, my girl says she gonna kill two people, and they both gonna be me. So,
shut it down.
Yeah, like, I let her know, like, yo, I'm not trying to die out here.
Right. That's how it's supposed to be. I think it's. I think guys get that open door when they say, well, she was all over me. No, you open that door to let her think that it was okay for that to happen. And then you allowed it to happen. So it's your fault. I never, unless it's my cousin, my sister, somebody related to me that know me, I would never target another woman for what my man done. I'm going to cuss him out and be done with his ass and call a day. It's not my, I don't have no problem with her. I'm not with her. You know what I'm saying? So right. unless I know her, then I'm going to have to chop both of them off.
Yeah, man. It's a crazy world out here, and it's too wild.
Yeah, the behavior though, a lot for me is when it comes down to dating and getting into relationships and all that kind of stuff. The thing that scares me the most, you know, outside of somebody not being all I want them to be, or they pretending to be somebody else, is being cheated on. I don't want to be cheated. Nobody wants to be cheated on. But you also don't want to, because of your past and the thing that you got in the back of your head saying, he gonna do it. You know, sometimes that can, you know, overpower the relationship, or, you know, make the relationship not even blossom, because you got that at front street. That's the first thing that's on your mind that's gonna happen. And so, I don't know. It's a lot of work that we all have to do as people in general, both male and female. We all have to do better.
You know, earlier in the podcast, you said that once you open a door, it's hard to close it.
Mm-hmm.
So when a guy is, let's say before you came along, he was used to peddling booze.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had a different girl, you know, every weekend. And, or probably even worse.
Mm-hmm.
But if you jump in and you like, hey, be monogamous with me, even if he wants to, it's kind of hard for him to go from that lifestyle straight over to a monogamous relationship.
Preach.
When he's used to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's already opened the door himself to having so many options on a daily basis. And now, even if you're a great person, if now you're saying like, yo, I just be with me only, it's hard for him to turn that switch off of his previous life.
Right.
So even as men, we have to, like, if a relationship is what we want at the end of the day, we have to prepare ourselves for that before she even comes along. And by prepare that, I mean, like, not being with a different girl every week, like actually taking the time to get to know whatever girl you're dealing with, so that when the right one does come along, you like, all right, cool, I can be a one woman man because I'm used to it.
Right. That's it. You do have to prepare yourself for that. Same with women. If you want to, you want that guy that you're praying about, you want your Sierra and Russell going on, you got to prepare yourself. You can't talk to everybody. You can't have multiple dudes on your line. You do have to focus and allow someone to get to know you if that's what you want. So yeah, I completely understand. And that's crazy that you said that, because I've been trying to I've been in a situation, what you're speaking of, a guy who was a recovering hoe. Sorry, I don't know how else to put it. I personally can't share my bed with many people like that. Like, I'm multiple people. I have to focus on one, but I'm a woman. I might be different. I don't know. But for a guy who has come from that lifestyle to say they want a relationship, it's hard for me to believe. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's hard for me to say, hard for me to believe that they're going to be okay with just one person, because they are used to options. And you know what I mean? How can you switch off the fact that you can deal with women, multiple women, at, you know, I don't know how many you deal with during the week, and say you only want to be one person?
Right.
That's a difficult thing. And I don't know how they want a woman to, like, be able to, like, I don't know. I guess work with you on that.
I mean, that's something that you really got to prepare, male or female, you really got to prepare
yourself for it
before they even come in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's super facts right there. I think that was all that's all the questions. Did you have anything you want to talk about besides your black men comma? Don't cheat. Exclamation point. I'm going to be saying that too, just so you know.
I like that.
Give me a shirt. I'll proudly wear it because you broke it down to me so now I can explain it to other women.
Oh, yeah, the t-shirts are coming. You know, we got the official breakup hotline t-shirt coming. You know, 1-800 block his number.
Yes, sir. I'm the queen of that. I block your number, baby, in the heart. And then we'll see you in public. And like, I don't know who the hell you are. Hey, where are you from? You know me. You sure? Baby.
Yeah.
Stop my wave one day. Okay.
But the state of relationships right now, especially among like young people, is kind of like discouraging right now. Like, because everybody has so many options. You know, we have social media, we have dating apps, and that's on top of all the things that our parents had to deal with too, like coworkers.
Work husbands,
yeah. So it's hard enough to really like find something real in a world full of artificial.
And people who don't know what they want.
Yeah. So I would just say, like, if you same for dudes, like, if that's what you want, that's fine. But just don't tell somebody you want to be in a relationship if that's what you want.
Damn, just be honest.
Yeah.
I know some, and women, I know some, hey ladies, I know it hurts. Girl, be acceptable of their honesty because he can save your life. He can save a lifetime of you being aggravated, a lifetime of wasting your damn time. Just basically, that's just it. And read the signs, girl. If he only hits you up to hang out in his crib, he just trying to smash, sis. If he's not, you know, trying to court you, leave it alone, baby. Don't force that man to be something he not. Let him live his best life as a slut bucket. And that's it. And then when he ready, which, you know, most guys, they be ready about 32, 33, maybe. Depends. And then, you know, maybe he be ready to settle down. That's just it. But don't, I'm telling you, like, ladies, y'all read these signs. Let them know if that's what they don't. Okay, so if they give you false hope, if you keep egging them on, not egging them, but like, what is it? Baby, please, we need to do this and we do this, trying to promote the situation. Eventually, they just go give you what you want. So you'll shut the hell up. But it really ain't what they want. And they going to do whatever they want outside of what y'all got going on.
Facts.
But I appreciate this call, Mr. Tony.
Oh, no doubt.
Go ahead in this podcast, go ahead and shout out your tag so they can hit you up on IG.
Yeah, you can follow me at Tony Hassan IG. It's TonyHassanIG.
Awesome. And y'all know it's your girl, Anna. You can hit me up at AnnaStop25 on IG. And we do have the Undateable Chick podcast page. And y'all know how to spell Undateable Chick by now. And then we have Facebook. And then we also have a YouTube channel that has the live shows on there. So y'all go ahead and hit me up. Follow me. Remember, we are not going to be posting anything on next Wednesday. If you follow my page, you know I'm premiering my first short film, which I am so excited about.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we'll be premiering that at the Screening Room ATL at 8 p.m. So if you guys not doing anything, come through. Otherwise, you'll be seeing it on YouTube once I post it, and we won't be having a show. But tune in on October 23rd. We will have our girl from Sis, Is This Your Man? We'll be interviewing her, and she'll be letting us know all the tea. We might have Tony back if he's not busy, because I want to see these two in the same place. I really do. And that's really it. So thank you guys for your continued support. The Updated with Chicks. Woo!
Pew, 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 pew.
Bye. Good night.